It's a scene you'll see repeated in schools across the state, kindergarten and first grade students using blocks and interlocking cubes to learn how to add and subtract.
So how many does Jada have?
Nine.
If I have nine, and they are the same, then she has nine.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
The use of math tools called manipulatives in the early grades isn't new, but as Indiana classrooms make the transition to Common Core, more teachers are breaking out the blocks to ensure young students leave with a conceptual understanding of basic arithmetic. Proponents of the new standards say it's what's been missing in several decades of math instruction. But to parents who learned a different way, there's nothing familiar about Common Core math worksheets.
The papers that started coming home were just, they were crazy. I mean, you'd look at them and you'd think, well, what did they want them to write?
Indianapolis parent Suzanne Sherby is part of a group called Hoosiers Against the Common Core that's leading a statehouse push to withdraw Indiana from the new standards. She says she might not have known Indiana's standards had changed if not for her son's homework. It looks really different than how her older child learned math.
You start looking at it and everything is a picture. You see your child miss a maybe 11 minus 5 because he wrote that 11 minus 5 was 6, but he forgot to draw 11 pairs of pants and cross 5 of them out.
You probably learned to add using the standard algorithm. The numbers would be written on top of each other and you'd work from right to left, adding the ones, then the tens, then the hundreds. But Sherby's son is learning a different way, called regrouping. Instead of putting 243 on top of 162, the numbers are pulled apart and written next to each other. 200 plus 100, 40 plus 60, 3 plus 2. Teaching kids to add the sums helps them understand where each number is coming from, says Doug Clements. He helped write the Common Core standards.
Do we want the kids adding columns? Absolutely, eventually.
Today, Clements researches mathematics and early childhood education at the University of Denver. He says the committee that wrote the Common Core standards started with a narrative of how math concepts develop. So the standard algorithm is still there. It just isn't taught until kids have more of a foundation in math.
It was made for the days of a Bob Cratchit, right, who needed to sit down a stool all day and add columns and figures, so we wanted it just to be an efficient kind of process, has separated it from its conceptual and mathematical root.
But mathematicians who oppose the Common Core point to a different Dickens character, Tiny Tim. Zev Werman says regrouping is just a crutch that delays teaching the standard algorithm.
It meanders and messes around with all these great looking strategies that essentially don't always work.
Werman sat on the committee that reviewed the Common Core in California. He says adults who already know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide understand there's more than one way to do basic arithmetic. But Werman says if you're 6 and your teacher shows you several ways to solve a problem, you'll probably be confused as to which method you should pick.
And by the Common Core delaying the expectation of fluency for a year or two, for normal expectations, it opens the door to fill the previous year with a lot of fooling around, if I put it bluntly, and confusing children.
Werman says the Common Core might raise the bar in states whose standards weren't strong before. But Indiana already had good academic standards, some say more rigorous than the Common Core. They weren't preparing students for college and career, though. The state's community colleges spend $35 million a year remediating students who aren't ready for college-level math. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.